Thank you very much, Senator. I'm not going to repeat all the names that everyone else has done because I don't want to provide comedy for the way that I will mispronounce some of the names. So I'll go over those observances and just say it's wonderful to be here in Brasilia, here in the Brazilian Senate, with a couple of your senators, with such distinguished Rotarians of this country, and with so many who are dedicated to service in so many ways. Today, I'm here representing the president of Rotary International, a gentleman by the name of Ravi Ravindran. President Ravi is from Sri Lanka. He has a background similar to a lot of people here in Brazil. He grew up not on a coffee plantation, but a tea plantation. The business always didn't go that well. There were changes that affected the business, and he ended up going into a slightly different business, which was tea packaging. And he is one of the world's largest providers of the packaging of tea. And you know, he's one example of 1.2 million Rotarians who have a different vocation, a different position, who come together each week and at projects throughout the week to exchange ideas and to take action. When Paul Harris, our founder, 111 years ago this week, got together in Chicago, he probably had no idea what was before him. Rotary didn't start off with a whole lot of success. That first meeting of four, they decided to elect offices. They elected a gentleman to be the secretary of the Rotary Club by the name of Hiram Shorey. Hiram Shorey is from the same small state in the United States where I live. It's a state called Maine. Anyway, Hiram Shorey was elected the secretary, and to our knowledge, he never came to another Rotary meeting. There is never an indication that he ever took any correspondence, never took any note, but despite his failing in what he was asked to do, the organization grew and prospered. And that's in part what Rotary does. It looks at the talents of everyone, brings the talents of everyone to do good in communities throughout the world. The Rotary Foundation itself also had a bit of an inauspicious beginning. It was 100 years ago next year that there was a Rotary convention, and they decided to have a gift for the president of Rotary International upon him leaving office. They took up a collection, and there was $26.50 left over. And they decided, let's give that in his name and begin something which later on became the Rotary Foundation. It was probably 30 years after that before the Rotary Foundation ever really got any contributions. People just wanted to do things in their community. They didn't define their community beyond what they could see. So as a result, it was slow. Eventually, Paul Harris died. Brazilian Rotarians around the world wanted to give money in his honor. And through that, the Rotary Foundation really got its start with scholarship programs to send individuals from one country to another. That's where we began. And you know, when I think Rotary, and I know our President Ravi feels this way, we look to see what's happened since then. We look at all the successes. Everyone can't see them, but up in the balcony here, we have some youth exchange students, I think there's seven or eight of them, from around the world who have come here to Brazil to learn about your culture and to help to promote world understanding and peace. Similarly, while they are here in Brazil, there's seven Brazilian young people who probably are visiting other countries around the world, having similar wonderful experiences. That's what Rotarians do. It makes people have a better life, and it truly makes a difference in the lives of the people we serve, as well as in our own lives, because we know we're making a difference. President Ravi has a theme this year of be a gift to the world. And you know, sometimes, you know, we, for those of us that are Rotarians who are in the room or watching, and you know, we ask, you know, what difference do we really make? And you know, polio's been mentioned a few times, and I happen to serve as the chairman of the polio committee for Rotary. But you know what I've learned from that is that you know it's not the directors, the trustees, the president of Rotary who really do the polio eradication program. It's really the 35,000 clubs around the world. It's the clubs here in Brasilia, the clubs in all of your states, the clubs, you know, truly globally who make a difference. And, you know, some think, well, you know, polio, that's, you know, why are we spending so much money on polio? You know, that's a disease we're not familiar with anymore. Yes, we know 30 years ago, 350,000 people were crippled every year. But, you know, why are you still spending money doing it when we've only had now two cases in the year 2016? There's a couple of reasons. One, because we promised we were going to get it done. And when Rotarians promise they're going to do something, they do it. And secondly, is that there are so many other benefits from that program. If you look at the World Health Organization, the country of Africa, Rotarians fund now about $110 million a year, US dollars, in Africa for polio. But we actually fund with those monies 80% of the World Health Organization workers in Africa who provide all sorts of immunizations. So we're not only working on eradicating polio, we're working on all of those other diseases for which immunizations are available, truly saving kids that truly in countless numbers. If you consider that, and I was at an event a little while ago, and the head of the U.S., the United States Centers for Disease Control, was there, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Frieden. It was actually in the Senate, just off the Senate chamber of the United States. It was in the U.S. Capitol building. We had an advocacy meeting there. And Tom Frieden, Dr. Frieden, said that if it wasn't for the polio network that Rotary funded in Nigeria, Ebola would have gotten out of control in Nigeria. And if Ebola had gotten out of control in Nigeria, it would have been out of control throughout the rest of the world. That, you know, that is being said by the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. I've heard very similar things said by Margaret Chan, who is the Director General of the World Health Organization. So when Rotarians are giving to polio eradication, they're making so much more of a difference than you can ever imagine in the lives of children. And when you think of 350,000 kids who are crippled each and every year, and you think now, in this year that we're now in, two so far, no organization in the world has begun something to eradicate a disease like Rotary has done. And for those of us who are Rotarians, I don't think we can be any prouder of that achievement, but nor can we take one moment off the ultimate goal of getting it done, and as Trustee Mario said, moving on to what comes after to polio. Would like to mention just one other little thing about the Rotary Foundation. We do many projects. When I say we, the projects of the Rotary Foundation are all developed in the communities and the clubs around the world. Trustee Mario and I, formerly Trustee Halaj, we'll go to trustee meetings, and once in a while, we'll approve a grant for Nigeria because it's over a certain level. But there isn't a single grant of the Rotary Foundation that is really developed at the headquarters of Rotary International. All of those grants are developed in all of the communities around the world by the Rotary clubs. Half of the money that goes to the Rotary Foundation goes back to communities, goes back to districts to help divvy them up. And I just want to give one example. About a year and a half ago, I was asked to go to Brazil, excuse me, to the Philippines. I was asked to go to the Philippines, and they said, you know, you're going to speak to five different groups, five different nights. What do you want to do during the day? Do you want to go golfing? I said, no, I'm not coming to the Philippines to go golfing. I want to see Rotary projects. I want to see the good that Rotarians do. And anyway, they took me to a birthing hospital where it was just unbelievable to see the mothers there who were helped with equipment and other needs by Rotary. They took me to this large school where all these orphans, over 1,000, were actually in school and had a future. But then the one that sticks with me is they took me to a health clinic. And this was in a very poor community, and you just can't imagine what it looked like. I won't go into a whole lot of details. But they took me into this health center that had begun by the Rotarians there with a grant of the Rotary Foundation. And we had just funded, you know, a birthing chair that was there. We had funded different equipment. But it was also a place where people actually stayed for a while they had medical issues. It wasn't just a day clinic. It was actually a community health clinic where people stayed a little bit. And anyway, I went in there, and they handed me this baby. And the baby was very young, and I was holding this baby. And then they told me that someone in the community had found the baby in a ditch 2 weeks before, abandoned, and it had been brought into this health center. You know, if Rotary hadn't been there, you know, the baby would have likely been brought somewhere else. But sometimes you wonder why you're a Rotarian. And you have an experience like that where you're holding a baby that is being taken care of in this health center funded by the Rotary Foundation. You know, so you know, we've had almost 100 years of the Rotary Foundation, 111 years of Rotary International. You know, I think for those of us that are Rotarians, it's really important for us to get the message out of the great work that Rotarians do, of the wonderful work that it makes in everyone's lives. You know, it's truly important that groups such as the Brazilian Senate see the good of Rotary and recognize the good of Rotary. We also, you know, as Trustee Mario mentioned, you know, we work with so many partners. One of the chief partners that Rotarians work with around the world are the governments of the world. And last weekend, I was at a meeting reviewing the polio progress in Dubai, but it was reviewing the progress in Pakistan and in Afghanistan. Those are the two countries left where polio is still endemic. And the government officials were there, and at one point I pulled aside the head of UNICEF in the region and the head of the World Health Organization. I said, now tell me, is Rotary really making a difference in the eradication of polio in Pakistan, or is it Bill Gates? Is it you? Is it whatever? And you know, sometimes we wonder, you know, where does Rotary fit in? And they said, you wouldn't believe the doors that Rotary opens to particularly the government officials to get to them the message of the importance of polio eradication. And you know, we are going to see the last case of polio very likely this year in Pakistan. The reason we're going to see the last case in Pakistan is because we have Rotarians in Pakistan who knock on those government doors and who insist that the children are immunized, who insist that the polio workers are kept safe, and who encourage, by their example, Rotarians around the world and governments around the world to continue to give money to the eradication of polio. You know, it's a wonderful story. I think all of you see the good work that's in your own clubs. For those of you that aren't Rotarians, you see the good work of Rotarians in your own communities. You know, Rotary is about serving humanity. President Rabi, as I mentioned earlier, said he's asked us to be a gift to the world. You know, we don't do that in an egotistical sense. We do it because it makes a difference in the lives of children and those we serve. So in closing, again, both senators, like to thank you both for hosting us, and particularly for giving the focus of the good work that Rotary does here in Brazil and throughout the world. Thank you very much.